Lord, we come to worship you, and it is easier to offer a sacrifice of praise than to follow Jesus' words about taking up a cross. We do not want easy religion, because life is not easy, and we need your help in its difficulties. If it is your will, give us some portion of the cross, of Jesus' passion, and help us to see your presence in the time of our falling, in the days of our despair. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let that man confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. James. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear and has no food for the day, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat well, but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? So also faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Indeed, someone might say, you have faith and I have works. Demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and along the way he asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? They said in reply, John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets. And he asked them, but who do you say that I am? Peter said to him in reply, you are the Christ. Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A 5-year-old girl was promised a puppy for her 6th birthday. So it was getting closer and closer to her birthday. The night before, she could hardly sleep. And in the morning, her family took her to the local pet store to choose a puppy. So they took her to this big room. There were lots of puppies. So she examined many of them carefully. And then finally, she pointed to the one kind of standing in the corner by itself, wagging its tail furiously. And she said, she pointed to it and she said, I want that one, the one with the happy ending. Happy ending. Don't we all want that? Today, Jesus talks about his ending. And indeed, it is a happy ending. In retrospect, that's exactly what it is. But as we heard, Peter was not pleased to hear about that ending. In fact, he rebuked Jesus. He didn't want him to go through suffering, dying on the cross, being rejected by the elders. All that was kind of against his thinking. This is not what the Christ, the Messiah, should endure, should go through, the Son of God. So we see how Jesus handled that situation. He rebuked Peter. We have to remember, he didn't say to Peter, because you said this to me, because you are opposing my plan, God's will, I don't ever want to see you again. No, he just said, get behind me. Basically saying to him, you follow me. You don't tell me what to do. Let me show you how to live. Let me show you how to follow me. So, yes, Jesus called Peter Satan. What is the word Satan? What's the meaning of the word Satan? It means tempter. Jesus was not implying that Peter was evil or somehow that he was possessed. He just said, you are tempting me to do something that is against God's will. So he said, get behind me. Don't be like that. He still continued to invite him to follow him, but he was very clear. You can't do this. You have to follow me. I'm not here to follow you. So then he proceeded to tell the disciples that you must give up, you know, or deny yourself for his sake. And if we do that, then we will find another, even greater life, life that Jesus himself lived. He himself denied himself, not in a sense who he was, but he denied, you know, all the perhaps luxuries that the Son of God would deserve, the glory, the praise, the power. He gave it all up for us. And he, as we heard in the first reading, he didn't shield himself from spitting, from torture, from suffering. He accepted it. So Jesus talks about a cross that each of his followers will have to carry. But what is that the cross that Jesus talks about? It's not the kind of cross that comes from outside. It's the cross that is caused by our decision to follow Christ, to follow him, to have a personal relationship with him. That's the kind of cross Jesus talks about. Because, you know, sometimes when these crosses come, you know, it's difficult to accept them. But Jesus helps us to carry them. Didn't he say, I am with you always until the end of the age? So, yes, the gospel story began by Jesus asking his disciples, who do people say that I am? And of course they told him, Elijah, some of the prophets. Then he asked them, who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, you are the Christ, the anointed one. That's what the word Christ means, the anointed. But we know that even today, people still answer that question. Who do they say that Jesus is? To some people, he is a great teacher, a rabbi. He's a great humanitarian, philosopher, miracle worker. But to us Christians, Jesus is more than just that. He is the Son of God, our Savior. And because he was willing to accept even the cross and death on it, we have salvation, we have eternal life. That's the cross that Jesus talks about. That's the cross that brings life. So, you know, we heard, of course, that Peter was called Satan. We sometimes, when we do bad things, what do we say? The devil made me do it, right? Perhaps not out loud, but maybe we think that. Devil never makes us do anything. He only tempts us. That's all, and that's it. We make the decision to either listen or not to listen. It's our choice. That's what Jesus was trying to help Peter understand. Get behind me. Don't listen to him. Listen to me. Follow in my footsteps. And in the second reading, St. James showed or invited the early Christians how to do that, how to deny themselves for the sake of the gospel and of Christ. And so his life can be present in the society, in the world in which they live. So their faith can demonstrate itself by good works, not just saying, be well, eat well and be warm. And person saying, well, I have nothing to eat. I have no place to stay. How can I be well in that situation? So he told them, demonstrate your faith by your works. Because it's easy to say, I have faith, but never show it practically. I once read the story of St. Francis of Assisi. As we are celebrating, of course, the season of creation, we know how closely he was connected with nature and with the people that he served. So on one occasion, he told his fellow brothers in the monastery that they were going to the nearby village for the entire day and preach the gospel. So in the morning they left, and they stopped and talked to some shop owners, listened to their joys and sorrows, how their businesses were going and things like that. Then later in that day, they played with the children in the streets. Then on the way home, St. Francis helped a farmer who was struggling with a load of hay that he was transporting back home. And it was getting dark, so they were trying to hurry back to the monastery before it got dark. So his fellow brothers told him, "Brother Francis, you told us that we were going to preach the gospel today, yet there was no sermon given the entire day." And St. Francis looked at them and he said, "But we preached all day." He understood that preaching can be done in different ways. It was by their good works that they preached the gospel. St. Francis, as you may know, is credited by saying, "Preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words." So demonstrate your faith by your works was the invitations of James. And of course, in the gospel reading, Jesus invited Peter to always follow him, follow in his footsteps. So the devil doesn't make us do anything. Let us remember the choices that we make. Let those choices demonstrate our authentic faith. And let us not be afraid to pick up that crosses, to decide every day that we want to follow Christ. That is the best decision that any one of us can make. And of course, with that will come a certain amount of suffering, of rejection perhaps, and treatment, the kind of treatment that Jesus received. But we know what the ultimate reward is. It is a happy ending.
Thanks for listening to this week's service. To stay up to date on the latest news involving our parish, please visit our website at goodshepherd-sc.org.